The second time is the charm. Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast. This is a take two. This postcast. K-State baseball continues to roll. Last night, shutting out the Blue Jays of Creighton 3-0. It was a good performance on the mound by Mason Buss. Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State coming at you. Well, it's been this weird weather Thursday. Sitting here recording this before more college basketball as we're in tournament time. Of course, K-State, your Wildcats, play tomorrow night against Montana State. And I should say this right now. I'm recording this also prior to tip-off here of the K-State Women's NIT first round in Bramlage here in Manhattan, Kansas, against rival Wichita State. See if K-State can advance themselves into the second round. Of course, they're in the first, they're in Group A in that group as well. But Cole Johnson, big home run, and K-State scored all their runs in the first one-third of this game here as they defeat Creighton 3-0. I'm going to go into the box score right now. K-State, 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors, shutting out Creighton, 0-3-1, 3 hits and an error by the Blue Jays there as they fall to 6-6 on the season right there. Manager Pete Hughes, after the game, they are saying, quote, "I was very happy with tonight's effort." Goes on to say, quote, "A road win versus a high RPI opponent helps us build our resume. It also helps us for this weekend." End quote there as well. As I mentioned, Cole Johnson hit his fourth home run of the year to give the Wildcats there the lead in the first inning there. So this baseball game, okay, we'll play Creighton later on in the season as well, so this is not done. But Cole Johnson started off with a bang for K-State, and then later on, 2 more runs were tacked on as well. And how about Mason Buss, the freshman, getting his second consecutive victory on the mound? Buss gave up only 1 hit through 5 innings. And of course, a season high 7 strikeouts there. Tyson Neighbors, who has been also been strong out of the pen, he got a second save of 2023 there as well. Brady Day got a couple hits. Well, he got a hit in that critical third inning there in this game as well. So did Nick Goodwin as well. And then, of course, K-State got out of a jam. A couple of jams in the later portions of this game. But, of course, Neighbors struck out the last batter, Creighton batter, of this ball game here. This sealed the deal as well. It was Mason Buss, Cole Wissenbaker, Ty Rule, and then, of course, Tyson Neighbors to put down 4 K-State pitchers held down the 3-hit Creighton offense there and shut him out in this one. Dom Hughes back in the lineup here. Drove in 2 RBIs there. And, of course, Cole Johnson with a solo home run in the first inning of this game. And Brady Day was the only Wildcat in the lineup here for manager Hughes. he was the only starter in the lineup with a multi-hit game in there as well. The Wildcats pitching staff, I gotta tell you something, they've been really strong. It's gonna be really interesting to see them continue to grow here as the season continues to get later and later, especially when we get into conference play. 14 strikeouts of Creighton hitters last night in the game right there. And speaking of Texas or Big 12 play, it officially begins this weekend. The Wildcats will head to Waco to take on the Baylor Bears, who are 6-11. So K-State got shot here to start off on the right foot this weekend. It all starts on Friday. First pitch a little bit after 6:30 at Baylor Park down there at Waco, Texas. So K-State baseball here. I held back a little bit. I wanted to wait and see, you know, how well this baseball team is going to do. Well, they're right there so far, and now we're going to get even a little bit deeper dive well, I shouldn't say deeper dive, but a more deeper evaluation on this K-State baseball team here going to Waco to take on the Bears and in series pass against them. Now, Baylor has been a tough over K-State, so we'll see if K-State can go in there, can go down there, and hey, you know, possibly take 2 or 3. That's what I'm looking at right now with this team. And obviously, K-State basketball is ruining the weekend because the K-State men's team are in the big dance, and they'll be playing on Friday, but much later than that. So go ahead and get your weekend started with a little K-State baseball. You'll kick things off a little bit. And obviously, before that, you have the women here about to tip off against Wichita State. So if you're starting even your weekend or a little earlier than that, get your game on with this podcast as well. So K-State baseball now 12-5, entering their first Big 12 series of 2023. So we'll see what happens there. And of course, all wins are huge. In that Creighton win, as Manchester Hughes was talking about, big for many reasons. You want to play, if you want to play past the Big 12 tournament, obviously have to get those wins. That's what you're shooting for right now. So huge win. So we'll see if K-State can get off on the right foot in conference play under Manchester Pete Hughes. And oh, by the way, 8-game winning streak now for K-State, matching Pete Hughes era high. They can surpass that with a win in the first game against Baylor, because they lose, that doesn't matter. That's out the door. So we'll see what happens in Waco on Friday night. Of course, that will kick off huge Friday for K-State in the athletic department. And of course, 8:40-ish Central Time is K-State third seed matchup with the 14th seed of the Bobcats of Montana State. So it looks good so far for K-State. And they're pitching. If you get that type of pitching for K-State every night, you're going to be in chance. You're going to be in every ball game. So great job by K-State pitching staff. Hit a Mason Buss last night. Great performance on the mound last night, followed by good solid pitching out of the bullpen by the Batcats. Again, K-State 12-5 heading into a first Big 12 series of 2023 as they'll be taking on the 6-11 Baylor Bears. You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Your first time listening, appreciate you for checking us out. This next thing you need to do, make sure you subscribe to the Purple Project Podcast wherever you get your podcast, whether that's Apple or Spotify or wherever podcasts are found there as well. And third thing, feel free to leave us a rate or review of your choice there as well. It definitely helps out myself along with my co-host Alex Ina as well. And it also continues to reach other potential K-Staters as well. So make sure you continue to do what you do best and continue to support the show. We definitely appreciate it. Of course, make sure you download episode 150 of the Pro Project Podcast Weekly Edition with me and Alex as well. We have reached 150 episodes of the podcast, so definitely check it out. It's basketball heavy, but definitely give it a must listen. That's going to do it on this postcast baseball edition of the Pro Project Podcast Daily Edition. K-State shuts out Creighton 3-0. Go, Cats. Eddie Greer. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.